Mark 11:24 says this, and Salithia mentioned this just a minute ago. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have it. So when we pray, you know, we have to understand that God wants to take care of us, right? He wants to move in our lives. He wants to be there and do stuff for us. But we can only activate that with our faith.
Okay.
We can only allow God to move when we come with the right amount of faith, because we have to bring the faith. So when we're praying, you know, we come in a humble way. We come in a way that we, you know, are seeking God for the right types of reasons. We're taking all of our human emotions out of it. Like Paul was saying, you know, don't have doubt, don't have any anger. So, you know, you could throw all kind of human emotions in there. Don't have human emotions in it, because, you know, God is gonna work for you if you come the right way. If you come with faith, you come humble, you come, you know, ready for the Lord to move in your life, then He's gonna hear you. He's going to answer that prayer. But it's up to us to make sure that when we do pray, and as we go through this study, we talk about the different types of prayers. We've got to make sure when we're praying these prayers that we're coming to God in the right way.
Somebody might ask, if I'm angry, how do I come before God? If I'm angry, and I'm angry, how do I not be angry if I come before Him? My suggestion would be to repent. If you repent of the anger, I would think you, because you have to repent, you automatically will get God's attention. Say, God, I repent of anger. I repent of being angry.
So that's a great point, because if you don't have a repentant,
or frustration even, yes.
If you don't have a repentant heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be very hard to come humbly anyway. It's going to be very hard to
There's
be humble.
There's still pride there.
Right. So that's a good point, because, you know, we talk about the things, the anger, we talk about the doubt and those types of things. A lot of it is really going to come down to, you know, are you willing to repent?
Oh.
Are you willing to say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned? Are you willing, you know, how willing are you to just openly say, Lord, I repent because I just said something wrong to that person. You know, how willing are you to say, where I'm going with this is we have to be willing to do this in order to get into that proper place when we do pray.
What did Jesus say? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
That's the first thing He tells you to do.
So in order for us to get into that right place so we can access the right areas when we're praying, in order for us to get into that right place, we have to have that repentant mindset. We have to have that mindset that we see, you know, the things that we've done wrong, and we ask God to forgive us for those things. We repent for those things, and we move forward, because when we do that, we leave that behind us, and we move forward to where we, you know, now we're open with God. Now, you know, we have, you know, Lord, I did that wrong. I apologize for it. I'll repent. Then you allow yourself to come into His presence and come closer, because you have released all of that stuff that Satan is trying to tie around your neck. And if you allow it to stay around your neck, he's just going to choke you with it. He's going to strangle you with it, because that's all that it is. It is a weight that he just puts around you somewhere, whether it's your ankle, whether it's your knee, whether it's your elbow.
On your back.
On your back. It doesn't matter. It's just a tremendous weight that he puts on you, where repenting will relieve all of that from you. Repenting will get you to where you can be God-centered when you pray. But when you repent, you're coming humbly before God. You're coming in and saying, Lord, I did this wrong. I apologize. I repent for it. I need you to help me with this area in my life. I need you to, you know, help me get beyond this, Lord. I know the scripture says that I come to you believing that you're going to do whatever I ask you to do. I believe that you can take this away from me. When we start praying that way, though, you know, the prayers are, you know, might be very simple, but, you know, those simple prayers, like the prayer that the tax collector prayed, that's the prayer of sincerity, because it's not a whole lot of words that are, you know, trying to disguise your repenting or describe the you're trying to hide your sin behind all these words that you're saying. So, you know, the tax collector came and he was pretty simple at what he prayed. He wasn't trying to hide behind anything. He said, this is me. I need you to help me. And he got the help because he's the one that walked away justified because he came humbly. He came God-centered instead of self-centered. He came and allowed God to do what God wants to do for all of us. God wants to answer our prayers. God wants to get involved in our lives. He wants to answer our prayers and help us move from glory to glory.